Welcome back to the second hour of the Kingdom Minded Show. I am the Wada Walking Warrior. Mr. Rob and I thank you for tuning in. And we got one more hour to go, y'all, so stay tuned. Coming up next, we got the Fat Freestyle of the Week. But first, I'm going to give you some contact information. You can visit our website at www.kingdommindedshow.com. We got our playlist up there. You can also download the show for free if you want to listen to it later in the week. You can follow us on Twitter at KingdomMindedRS. You know, we tweet some different things every now and then, and especially our playlist as it's going out. So if you're listening to the show, you want to know who the song is without going to the playlist, just follow us on Twitter. We'll be letting you know what songs are on and who you're listening to. So we're going to go ahead and get into this Fat Freestyle of the Week. This one is by Jafia Life. It's called Freestyle Number 1. Kingdom Minded, Fat Freestyle of the Week.
You know a song start out, it's freestyle, right? It's true. Think about it. Hear that? They tried to kill me on a Monday. They told me they feel me on a Friday. I knew I'd change their mind one day. My life is a movie like Friday. I guess I'm the new Ice Cube. Expressing myself, you know how life do. I'm not a reverse racist. I'm just friends with a lot of white dudes. Hey Jude, I almost ceased to exist. Man, I should've died on my block. See, I get love from exist. Maybe I should've signed with my block. Now lost in the world where they sell it so for Bugatti. Lost in the world where they sell it so for Bugattis. They mix it in the gram, they playing in pentagrams. Don't invite me to the dance if you play with Illuminati. Me and Rob, me and AV, I'm alive. Why they hate me? I guess it's just cause I'm a reflection of the late 80s. Used to be on my crack, Barry talking to crack babies. Yeah, we bringing that dope back, try not to go crazy. Man, I don't know what type of lines y'all on. Why is maybe spreading love? What type of time y'all on? They put me in the game, made up my own lane. Man, ain't nothing changed. What type of grind y'all on? Kept me yawning at white girl till I no longer like her. I'm alive, not doing life in jail, but I'm a life. Saw the devil in a Lolo. Last time I was in Cali, arms out, they know the logo. Can't do nothing about it now. I went out and took a loss off in that cold world. Is that so wrong? Off on the wall. Tell that girl, tell your daughter that water won't get it off. You know how the streets tough. We ain't seen you in the hood. We really thought you was gone. We really thought you was gone. No, we really thought you was gone. I grew up around some real killers. Passing of heaven is for real. Wreck it on break, man, they like hold up. City of hate where there ain't no love. No love's the definition of safe sex. When it's all over the internet. Used to put my faith in the latex. They ain't called, guess they ain't get it yet. I went out and took a loss off in that cold world. Is that so wrong? Graffiti off on the wall. Tell that girl, tell your daughter that water won't get it off. You know how the streets talk. We ain't seen you in the hood. We really thought you was gone. We really thought you was gone. No, we really thought you was gone. Get busy, y'all. Get busy, y'all. Get busy, y'all. Get busy, y'all. Get,
Tune into the Kingdom Minded Show. First hour, we had a lot of songs about the cross and the death of Jesus Christ. But guess what, y'all? He's risen. He is seated at the right hand of God. This next song is by Haza Kim. It's called He's Risen.
If you were to go today, where they rolled the stone away, the only thing that you could say
is that day.
Yes, you was risen from the dead, exalted as the church's head. That's why all God's people say
is that day.
If you were to go today, where they rolled the stone away, the only thing that you could say
is that day.
day to go to where the body was laid. 3 days by now his body's probably decayed. There's a stone boulder heavily guarded by Roman soldiers, giving orders to kill anybody who rolls it over. The women got together despite all the tension, went right to the entrance of spices and incense. Soon as they arrived, to their surprise, the rock, the block, the spot was moved to the side. After the women went in, they saw nothing but linen and two men who were sitting, who asked them the question, why amongst the dead are you seeking the living? Tell the disciples Jesus is risen. Shocked from the news that the women had told him, Peter ran into the tomb and saw the linen was folded. He was really disturbed, then he remembered his words. He'd be dead 2 days, but he lived on the third. Seen by over 500 witnesses, like the disciples on the Sea of Tiberias. On the road when he spoke to Cleopas, when he broke the bread and ate the piece of fish. Jesus is the victor, he prevailed on the day. He took the keys of death, fell in the grave. Added to his keychain, humanity won't be the same. Many people think it's strange, cause they aren't really feeling it. Unbelievers are furious simply because the carnal mind don't understand. Crucifixion was serious, yet heroes are victorious. He is indeed the resurrected Son of Man. Many centuries have passed, that supposedly is past his stuff. Still can't figure out who Kennedy's assassin was. Try to come with something better, maybe we can chat. Issue a rose case closed, he defeated death. It's like that.
If you were to go today, where they rolled the stone away, the only thing that you could say
is Saturday.
Yeshua was risen from the dead, exalted as the church's head. That's why all God's people say
it's Saturday.
If you were to go today, where they rolled the stone away, the only thing that you could say
is Saturday.
Yeshua was risen from the dead, exalted as the church's head. That's why all God's people say
it's Saturday.
The empty tomb, there is a proof, and you would have to be a fool to assume that he's there.
Come on.
The disciples declared it is truth, even the Pharisees admitted that the tomb was bare.
Yeah.
Skeptics attack as arrogant and critical as they want the fact that he rose on the third day. But check it, the facts and evidence is pitiful, how the front is right, never mind what these herbs say. The argument that has to be the most whacked out is a contention that's known as a swoon theory. It says that he didn't die, but he passed out on a cross and woke up in a tomb nearly 3 days in critical condition. Unwrapped the linen, all on his own, in serious need of medical attention, and still has strength to roll away the stone. With his hands and feet crushed and scarred, this single man bum rushed the guards. This argument is corrupt and hard to believe. The swoon theory is such a fraud. People trying to defend the Bible are so shoddy. Others say the disciples stole the body. This brother lied that he rose up regardless. Instead of denying, they chose to be martyred. Hard to believe that they were that foolish to die for what they knew was a lie. As for me, the word of God, I believe that it's true. He's alive. The King of the Jews did rise. That's what I'm saying. He really resurrected what he said was right. When he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The fact is that he simply rose
from the grave.
How's that for Da Vinci Code? Give him praise.
If you were to go today, where they rolled the stone away, the only thing that you could say
is Saturday.
Yeshua was risen from the dead, exalted as the church's head. That's why all God's people say
it's Saturday.
If you were to go today, where they rolled the stone away, the only thing that you could say
is Saturday.
Yeshua was risen from the dead, exalted as the church's head. That's why all God's people say
it's Saturday.
Hey, what's good, fam? Hi, this is Todd Friel from
Wretched Radio.
You are listening to Hazakim Theophany's Hippologetics Volume 2. To learn more about how to evangelize, visit us on the web,
WretchedRadio.com.
Remember, law to the proud, grace to the humble. Now go serve your king.
Oh, that would be just dandy.
You tuned into the Kingdom Mind Show. In case y'all are wondering, why do I need this? What's the significance?
Listen,
why do I need Christ?
There's a lot of problems in this world.
This is why.
But there's only one solution. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at all the fear and all the pain. Look at all the tears fall like rain. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at the death and destruction. Look at the theft and corruption.
Cats come from areas full of the disenfranchised and have-nots. Always wishing they had what the haves got, but they don't, and they think that sucks. So they resolve to get involved in the game to get fast bucks. Young bucks on the block bust clocks and duck cops and tuck rocks in they socks. This is just how they been taught. They think if you moving weight, then you doing great if you haven't been caught. See, in the streets, violence and death bring a silence that's deafening. Cause the hood got colds and it blows my mind. If you snitch on the crime, they'll put you in the ditch on the dime. But why? How did it get so bad? It's harder to get a good education than to get dope bags. It's so sad, but God sent his son to save us. That's the basics, you need to know that.
The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Take a look at the crime and abuse. Take a look at the minds of the youth. The world needs Jesus.
I'm so perplexed, and my soul is vexed, cause human bodies are sold for sex. Man, in 06, a prominent pastor was found to have a prostitute's number in his Rolodex. So yo, what's next? Humanity is homicidal, suicidal. The truth is rivaled by lies and idols. We threw the Bible out with the trash, and a money-hungry mentality has made many devout for the cash. According to Forbes, there's about 800 billionaires out there. Makes you wonder how people still die from hunger. And these are just the things I've seen. I ain't even touched on the stuff I heard about by word of mouth. This thing we call life can cause cats to weep all night, but front like everything's alright. The fast-paced rat race did it to them, and they end up ruined, cause they never think to call Christ. Lord help us,
the world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Just look at all the thugs and the greed. Look at all the drugs and disease. The world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus, man. Wake up, Satan's cronies are getting people to buy into phony religion.
Listen, yo, I've come to the conclusion that most have lost hope and can't cope. They're overcome by confusion. Look, we choke and croak from smoke and pollution. The deceived believe in a hoax or illusion, provoked by delusions. Young girls face the pressure of measuring up to the artists or actress they seen in a magazine. The devil is setting them up. There's lies in the media, and people just eat it up. But then they tune me out as soon as I bring Jesus up. A killer can off you, cause for the right price, his lawyer can change murder to manslaughter. You got terrorists terrorizing the populace. In 01, them NY Twin Towers got dropped on us. Racism is insane, yo, considering God made a world full of colors like the rainbow. We fight each other over trivial idiosyncrasies. You think we see that we all got the same foe? Elections cause lots of tension, not to mention crooked law enforcement and politicians. The world is full of rotten systems. Don't tell me that people ain't hurting. The world is offering solutions, but they ain't working. I know you think I'm pessimistic, really I'm realistic. The truth sobered me up and I want the rest to get it, cause the rest have missed it. Despite the evidence, it's that the metaphysics of this world is messed up. Let's admit it, and only Christ can fix it. Yeah, that's real. Yo, only Christ can fix it. I'm telling you, only Christ can fix it. Yeah, yo, the world is messed up. Let's admit it, only Christ can fix it.
Christ can fix it.
This is the Water Walker Warrior. You're listening to the Kingdom Minded Show. Up next, we got brand new music by Chris Jones. It's called Rescue. Kingdom Minded Show.
Him and only one can rescue him, and he's the baby that laid in the manger down in Bethlehem. You can never pay me to fill a nation's head up in lies. It's either speak out or shut up and cry. You can never pay me to fill a nation's head up in lies. It's either speak out or shut up and cry.
Every man is under sin, just like the dirt is under grass. We ain't gotta meet with Satan, Adam got his autograph. There is not a man who is righteous, do the math. There is none who seeketh after God on his path. Sounds bad, yep, all men have turned aside. We hate the straight and narrow, naturally we want the wide. Every single man's mouth is an open tomb. We killing people with our tongues, making open wounds. We're preaching shed blood, murder, murder anybody. Only want peace when it's coming down to our stuff. Burner, burner, killer, brother, always wanna kill each other. Never feeling God, homies faking it so tough. Other people thinking they can fake it till they make it, trying to earn their way to heaven, but they never gonna get it right. But shaking and the faking is the guilt that was taken by the birth of the man who was never even heard of Christ. Just saying, I gotta be honest, never did I make it up Romans 3. No playing, I gotta stay modest. The passage I just read was all about me. Like subtraction, the state of man is hopeless. Listen to the hook, the truth is in it, take notice.
Satan got the best of them, and only one can rescue them, and he's the baby that laid in the manger down in Bethlehem. Satan got the best of them, and only one can rescue them, and he's the baby that laid in the manger down in Bethlehem. You can never pay me to fill a nation's head up in lies. It's either speak out or shut up and cry. You can never pay me to fill a nation's head up in lies. It's either speak out or shut up and cry.
We on the right angle, and I ain't talking 90, and I will preach the Christ until they wanna fight me. I got a new angle, straight 180, I'm going one way, I need it daily. Yeah, I'm in the sun, never shady. But the path is slim, it's where I've been like Mercedes. Jesus saved me from many things, so I know it's only through him that I see the king. Everybody wanna throw stones, but dream for Christ, no pom-poms. Here's the word, let me put you on solid foundation, something strong. They more ready to believe the crystal eye that reads palms than the creator of our members. Let's read Psalm 23. Jehovah described as a good shepherd, and if you read through John 10, Jesus said that he's a good shepherd. Only one name holds salvation, any other is a plot of Satan. Christ is the cornerstone, no hesitation. This is basic.
Satan got the best of them, and only one can rescue them. And he's the baby that laid in the manger down in Bethlehem. Satan got the best of them, and only one can rescue them. And he's the baby that laid in the manger down in Bethlehem. You can never pay me to fill a nation's head up in lies. It's either speak out or shut up and cry. You can never pay me to fill a nation's head up in lies. It's either speak out or shut up and cry.
One of the most amazing things I can't even imagine is how the blood of Jesus Christ is still cleaning. I mean, the blood of Jesus Christ is still cleaning us today, still wiping our sins away.
It's way better than Tide and way better than bleach, way better than soaking the stain in oxy. The stain of sin is cleaned by grace and mercy. Soaking his blood come out fresh as a white tee. You won't find this cleaning product at Walmart. You can search every aisle from shoes to auto parts. If you really want to search the aisle of your heart, he'll be waiting with a drop like when you're ready to start. Still clean, still clean, still clean. From my head to our toe, but be patient, cause sanctification sometime goes slow. Throw me in, turn the cycle on, squeaky clean. That's the setting between justified and being redeemed. I'm blood bought by the God, man, he made me clean. I'ma shine like Paul Wall's grill, watch me bleed. Still clean, still clean, still clean.
Brand new song by an artist that's in our backyard now. He goes by the name of Zeal. The song is called Greatest. Kingdom Minded Show.
It's Zeal and Jesus Geek on his track. Let you know our God is the greatest. So great.
him. Many tried but can't stand life with no limbs. Who can't compare to him? Be on the same scale with him. My God's a heavyweight, smashing all the mother featherweights. KO victory, king of the ring. But he at the universe, my God reigns supreme. Forget a big bang, he's the big bang. Let the stick in your brain, man, my God deserves praise. Who you know can form the globe with just a word and turn around and use dirt to form folks to speak words? Don't try to flex your strength, probably bust a fame. Try to match you with my God, but put your life to shame. My king holds the name above all names. Jesus is the name, of course, so drop a knee with his voice. I fix my eyes on him, no need to look back. My God is too great, that's why we sing it. My God is the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. I don't think you're getting hit. Bought by the sun, full scraps, my guy has it all. Yeah, running it. You can keep that smoke choke up top. My joy cup, I'm null of a shell. Sling that rock, no, I sling that hoe. Go back to my sin, that's a no go. Feeling Jesus geek. Call us a kingdom builder. Rejecting sinful offers. Yeah, returning sender. I lift my hands to the sky, saying I surrender. My God is too fly. Just check out his splendor. Look at his handiwork. Turns a sinner to a winner. A pimp to a saint. Turn my cricket to a straight. Great kindness, great patience, great love, great mercy, great forgiveness. Yeah, his resume is endless. That's why I brag about my Lord up on this track. To put my Lord up on the man, deal his fame, can never do that. So I give my all to represent the king. Gotta stay on my J.O. cause my God is amazing.
My God is the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Oh my God, he's the greatest. My God is the greatest. Great. He's done miracles. He's great. He died for you and me on the tree. Yeah, my God, he is so great. He is so great.
All right, so you might be wondering, what motivated God to do all of these things for us? What motivated him to get on the cross, to just give up his life, even though he was blameless? I'm going to tell you three words. It was love. It's the cross movement. It's ambassador. It was love on the Kingdom Minded Show.
It was love. What made him bleed and cling to a tree? It was love. Unlike this world has ever seen before. It was love. What made him bleed and cling to a tree? It and get nailed to the form of a lowercase t.
To all my listeners, you're on my gots to get with your list. Scripture gives the rundown. Come now, you got to picture this. An evolutionist would call this ridiculous. Story of a lover, a true love that got promiscuous. The true lover was a king they call Elohim. Dig it, he was exquisite, always existed. Wore designer clothes. Sportish, a kind of rose, the kind that glows, baggy, you know the kind that flows. He was awesome, majestic, flawless, perfect with all this. You might ask, what could be next? His outcries room throughout the council of the triune. Crank the volume when God speaks, it's a fly tune. Let us make man in our likeness and our image. He sparked it, even before he started, he was finished. And since it's a fact that every kid needs a nursery, before he made man, he made a universe, a world to be a playpen. You know a place to chill, one to play in, fields to lay in, earth to rule, one to stay in. He took dust in his hands, made a man breathe life into his frame, said, Adam is your name. It was all fun and games, no pain and no strain. He named all the animals, they were pre-tamed. Man and his God chilling like jello with nothing to undermine the divine fellowship.
Love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree?
It was love.
Unlike this world has ever seen before.
It was love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree and get nailed to the form of a lowercase t?
It was love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree?
It was love.
Unlike this world has ever seen before.
It was love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree and get nailed to the form of a lowercase t?
Curtain please.
Scene 2.
who we see the surgery. Adam D-Rib, now Eve lives, we see with certainty. God wanted the earth to be full so earth can see. God and glory go together like thermometers and mercury. Intertwine, Elohim was man's date. But it's a thin line between love and hate. And just like a person will be weary till rested, I guess love will always be fairy till tested. So check it, God put the tree off limits. He could do that, the earth is the Lord's and all that's in it. He meant it, he told Adam the truth about the one tree. He said if you eat the fruit, then you're saying you don't want me. In other words, you're saying why? I went and lied, cause the day you eat from this tree, you're surely gonna die. Why in God's name couldn't Adam maintain? No blame, if it was us, we would've probably done the same thing. Satan tricked Eve. To Adam, sin had him, death grabbed him. On went the pattern, the earth got cursed. On the day they dissed Jehovah, he said, I told ya, now our relationship is over.
Love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree?
It was love.
Unlike this world has ever seen before.
It was love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree and get nailed to the form of a lowercase t?
It was love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree?
It was love.
Unlike this world has ever seen before.
It was love.
What made him bleed and cling to a tree and get nailed to the form of a lowercase t? It really gets to me. It really is a mystery. Why would foresight God even let us ruin history? But the love story gets deeper. Holiness makes him hide from sin, but his love for men made him a seeker. My heart is getting weaker. It's burning me bad. I earnestly ask, why in eternity past did the Godhead agree that they would let man leave, knowing the penalty that they'd have to let man bleed? But this is just the case of the lowliest, questioning the infinite wisdom and the justice of the holiest. God's omnipotent and sovereign. Yes, I know he is, and he's gracious and merciful. The Bible told me this. Took a human frame. Jesus was his human name, doomed to hang on a cross, cause where his lost love resurrected just to get with you. If you get your cue from scripture, you can see he clearly pre-planned a switcheroo. He'd always planned to become a man, die as a substitute lamb, start a new fam of humans. Who can take the son's hand and reply to his proposal? Will you marry me? We say I do.
Love.
Made him bleed and cling to a tree.
It was love.
Unlike this world has ever seen before.
It was love.
That made him bleed and cling to a tree. Nailed just for you and nailed just for me.
It was love.
That made him bleed and cling to a tree.
It was love.
Unlike this world has ever seen before.
It was love.
That made him bleed and cling to a tree. He was nailed just for you and nailed just for me.
See, this is a love story right
God's
here.
God's love.
Jesus Christ
love.
Died.
God's love.
And he shows his love.
Not lust your.
All right, y'all, it's time for the Kingdom Minded Birthday Roll Call. If you have a birthday this week and we don't shout you out, we want to just take this time to say happy birthday. I'm going to go ahead and get it in here. Happy birthday to Scooter from St. Louis. Happy birthday. He's a Christian hip-hop artist. Happy birthday to Omar Saez. Happy birthday to Ulysses Watson. Angie Ball, happy birthday. Happy birthday to April Justus Clarity Bray. Happy birthday to my cousin Jeremy Young, Charlene Nayabuda. Happy birthday to Joshua Crum, Jay Crum, Mr. Kingdom Minded, and happy birthday to Chris Mitchell. Up next, we got Jael. Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Hey yo, Jael.
What's up, Easy?
Let's get into this remix.
DJ Easy and Jael. Celebrate the birthday too, y'all. Give a shout out now.
And I go by the name of Easy. God's watch out. Nah. Jael, let's do it like this right here.
DJ Easy.
But it'll get here when it gets here.
Check it. Music. Out.
Now, you know what? That first hour of the show today was probably pretty gruesome. This probably wasn't the most enjoyable part to listen to, but you know what? Jesus is alive and we can celebrate.
Elvis is dead. Picasso is dead. Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin are dead. Marilyn Monroe is dead. However, Jesus is alive. Brando is dead. James Brown is dead. Princess Di and John Lennon, they're dead. Biggie Smalls and Pac are dead. However, Jesus is alive. Give praise to King Jesus, the blessed Son, victorious, glorious, resurrected one. To him belongs the power, glory, and honor. Ascended where he sits at the right hand of the Father. At the cross he made atonement, his people he saved. After 3 days he was raised in defeat of the grave. By faith the elect behold him, his scepter is golden. He must have been hot and slippery, cause death couldn't hold him. The spotlight is on today's icons. In 1,000 years nobody'll care, their light's gone. But at that time Christ will still shine bright. He's not in the limelight, he is the limelight. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for the body of Jesus, you won't find it. We never lack spirit, letting you cats hear it, cause his tomb is empty like most secular rap lyrics. Plato is dead, Socrates is dead. Aristotle and Immanuel Kant are dead. Nietzsche and Darwin are dead. However, Jesus is alive. Buddha is dead, Muhammad is dead. Gandhi and Haile Selassie are dead. Elijah Muhammad is dead. However, Jesus is alive. Throughout history, there's been mad religious leaders, prophets, preachers, scholars, teachers. But when it came to the grave, no one could climb out. That's where Jesus stands alone, like taking a time out. And don't be misled, I got a level head. No resurrection, Christianity would have never spread. The disciples weren't stupid guys who would ruin their lives and then choose to die for what they knew was a lie. That would be beyond ridiculous. Not an issue is the risen Christ seen by 500 eyewitnesses. Imagine 500 people in a court of law, each of them taking stand reporting what they saw. If their stories lined up and made sense, the evidence would have to leave you convinced, no doubt. But still it's by faith that we trust and praise the Son, who was raised by our justification. Check it out. Nero is dead, Constantine is dead. Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun are dead. Alexander the Great is dead. However, Jesus is alive. Napoleon is dead, Lao Tzu is dead. Che Guevara and Henry the Eighth are dead. Saddam Hussein is dead. However, Jesus is alive. Through faith in Christ, we've been saved from hell. Because he's risen, it means we'll be raised as well. In glorified bodies fit for the new earth. For now, we participate in the new birth. The universal reality of the true church. With resurrection power, watch the spirit do work. United with Christ, we reside in his light. Abide in his might, keeping stride as we fight the pride in our life. The lies and the spite, we strive to be wise as he guides. Through the night, he'll try and he'll slice. Recognize that he's right, his brightness inside lights our eyes, and it's tight, decided to die to wash white all our strife. His life was the price to delight in his wife. He told death's sight just to rise like a kite. All eyes on the Christ, let's prize him tonight. Pharaoh is dead, Cyrus is dead. Darius and Sennacherib are dead. Nebuchadnezzar is dead. However, Jesus is alive. Caesar is dead, Herod is dead. Annas, Caiaphas, and Judas are dead. Pontius Pilate is dead. However, Jesus is alive. Yeah, he's alive, y'all. He's alive, y'all. What? He's alive, y'all. Yeah. He's alive, y'all. All praise to the risen one, the Lord Jesus. What? Yeah.
That was Shy Lin with Jesus is Alive. Up next, we got a brand new song by an artist by the name of Customary. This one features Abe Parker, and it's called Follow Me. The Kingdom Minded Show.
I am not gonna be told that my art should be formed to this culture. I will not be known as one who is just another clone of this culture. At one point the church led society with its art and the beauty that it strived to be. But now all I seem to see is that we try to be like them so we can fit in comfortably. But I am not gonna be told that I should be formed by this culture. I will not be known as one who changes to be relevant to culture. It seems to me that Jesus was original. He didn't study the facts to see what people do. He only gave what was real. He gave them truth, and they couldn't deny him, though they wanted to.
Follow.
Why do we listen when the world comes screaming out?
Follow.
Why do we listen when the world comes screaming?
Follow.
Why do we listen when the world comes screaming out? Why do we listen? Yeah, I am not gonna switch my style up just to reach a style with a market. I will not study what is climbing up the charts, so I'm right on target. Yeah, I only do what is heartfelt. I don't need to be a rapper with a hard shell. No compromising just to see my art sell. I am free and in my soul it is all well. I am not gonna imitate what is hot just to get more attention. I will not copy what the world does, but throw Jesus in to call it Christian. Yeah, he made a difference that was bigger than anyone who's relevant, anyone intelligent, anyone whose record sales made millions to invest with. So why look to culture first instead of to the heavens? Why do we listen when the world comes screaming out? Why do we listen when the world comes screaming?
Follow.
Why do we listen when the world comes screaming out?
Follow.
Why do we listen? Yeah, Someone tell me what has happened to the church. Why is it looking to the world to find its worth? Especially in music, it's just a carbon copy of what's hot in this popular monopoly. Why are we looking to the secular for relevance, when relevance should come from what was heaven sent, which is the bride of Christ, which should be seen in us? Cause Christ didn't care if he was relevant, he just said.
Follow.
He didn't care what was relevant, he just said.
Follow.
It shouldn't matter what is hot, we should just say.
Follow.
He didn't care what was relevant, he just said. Shouldn't matter, we should just say follow me. If you really wanna feel what it's like to be free, leave all your pride behind. Yeah, and then you can fully love life. Yeah, follow me. If you really wanna feel what it's like to be free, leave all your pride behind. Yeah, and then you can fully love life. Yeah.
Tuned in to the Kingdom Minded Show. Up next, we got The Ark from Battleground City. And this one is called Hold Us Down. I give a shout out to all the fellas down in Battleground City, down in Arizona. Doing the great work down there. God is doing great things through you. Keep presenting yourself to Him and just allowing Him to use you.
The world goes around, everybody wanna bring us down. This hate builds up inside. The media's playing with your mind. Why can't they let you decide? Cause it's your choice to do what's right.
They say Christians are fake, no giving, just take. Talk about us real bad because we're living with faith. And we don't respect the new age, won't go for new ways. The Bible's written already, there's no room for new page. Yes, it's a new day, the main feature's Jesus. We don't need a new stage, don't need a new stage. Same God, same man, same risen world needed to change. And the Lord came with it when he blew up the spot. 30 years underground, when he grew up he dropped. Then he shoots to the top, and right there he stays with a price bare to pay. No question he's the reason for life here today. I know you like Obama, but Christ is the real change. But you're slave to the media, these are the real change. If you don't believe it, see it, how they working you over. Check the 40 million people that are worshiping Oprah, plus the 40 million kids that are worshiping Hova. What you gonna say when this game is over?
The world goes around, everybody wanna bring us down. All this hate built up inside. The media's playing with your mind. Why can't they let you decide? Cause it's your choice to do what's right.
They say we're falling and we're falling again. It's true, we all fall, but at least we repent. and we try again to walk it when we call on his name. What about the ones who fall but they don't do the same? We both are in the wrong, you ain't calling their name. All I'm hearing is excuses, quit pushing off blame. It's true, we're hardcore, but yes, some of us fake it. Don't agree with your choices, it don't mean that we're hating. Just because you push it in our face don't mean that we'll take it. It just means we stand firm in this battle with Satan. Face it, this is how we live, we ain't changing. Won't conform to this world no matter how hard you make it. We got one life to live, we won't waste it. If you're wrong, then you're wrong, yo, we won't tolerate this. Now because of this, people got us trapped in the hate mix. It ain't our fault, society is trapped in the matrix. We're gonna keep it 100, I don't care how you rate this.
The world goes around, everybody wanna bring us down. All this hate built up inside, the media's playing with your mind. Why can't they let you decide? Cause it's your choice to do what's right. The world goes around, everybody wanna bring us down. All this hate built up inside, the media's playing with your mind. Why can't they let you decide? Cause it's your choice to do what's right.
Happy Easter from the Kingdom Minded Show. We hope you have an awesome Sunday tomorrow, celebrating
the resurrection, death of our Jesus. Ha. Bless the believer, rest and he freed us. Now we constantly teaching and preaching, X being heathens, let's bring it. Man's state was waste until God stepped in, did a breather. Now we're living soul, and what's next? I got a warm stretch, mankind got kicked out of Eden. This disobedience, cool sin and death to fly into our genes. Now we need a kinsman redeemer that will take God's wrath and never have to restart hearts. Now here comes Jesus, came down from heaven, became man and was sinless even. This is the key check, gave eternal life to all those that would simply believe him. And those that reject have to pay for their own sin. Approach God with a bounce check. There's no time for your boasting, he won't pet to press eject. Oh!
Break it down, down, you can break it down.
With the resurrection.
Break it down, down, you can break it down. Break it down, down, you can break it down, down. Break it down, down, you can break it down.
No, no, no inception, cause you ain't dreaming. You got to believe in what is the meaning of his blood that was shed on the cross, cause the boss is redeeming. Plus he was bleeding, came straight and paved ways. Christ is the same, don't change face. We anticipate the second coming like paydays. When they race, pass on the bat and the saints praying the same face. On a regular, show love to secular, men them are spreading the truth. Don't need to ask how we pass hard bars like pastors when asked to go step in the loop. Rejecting these words and you're getting the loop. Look at your bowl, we ain't getting no fruits, no flukes. Bruv, do you compute? The sun rules, he's much higher than Kung Fu. 1-2, 1-2, he rose to undo what we done messed up. He resurrects us, got the text and he elects us. Now we can rest, but we rest cause
he was crucified and fried. That's the day our Savior died. Then on Sunday morning rose for saints to be justified. Break it down, down, you can break it down.
With the resurrection.
Break it down, down, you can break it down. Break it down, down, you can break it down, down. Break it down, down, you can break it down.
Hey, what's really good, y'all? It's that girl Palang Fat and that girl Fatmon, and we are the Levi's 312. You're now listening to the JS Good Friday mixtape. Keep it locked.
That was JS with Easter Sunday. Up next, we got a song by Bizzle, Bumps If, Bumps Imp, and P-Dub. This one's called Be Without You on the Kingdom Minded Show.
Never leaving, I promise. Memories of my hardships had me ready to leave when I started. But eventually when my father came and said to me that it was meant to be for my destiny and my calling. When everything was the hardest, that's when I bent my knees and went all in.
I ain't been down, it came up, kingdom music, that change up. Hating women, dope killing, ain't you tired of that same stuff? I done been there, done that, see it off and then came back. That was a while ago. But this time, I'ma just play the background. My front man is G.O.D. He's certified and I'm satisfied. When they see me now, they like, who is that? Can't believe it's the same cat. I used to woo, but now I'm good. Jesus Christ and King Solomon. I used to laugh. That church stuff was so lame to me. Till I realized that God had a plan for me. Got tired of running around in circles, stressing, losing sleep. Now I'm enlisted, being all I can be.
Let's go.
up and I backslide. Act up, I don't act right. I'm afraid you will leave me on standby. But my worry is when I'm worrying that I can't do this, I'm flesh and bone. Nobody wanna be left alone. I'm so grateful I'm with you while I'm adding on.
Lord knows I ain't perfect. This favor, don't deserve it, but you serve it. You are worthy of all praise. Sometimes I wanna go back to my old ways when I reminisce on the old days. Hitting the stage with no sage and old maze. But your grace has saved me. I'm caught up on your mission. They fighting for position. They tripping. We winning. Just listen. We fishing. I pay the choice of this music. They love it. I study it. Young fly save the movement. Shout out to that whole mob. Hey, Omega got over money. That don't mean we ain't making money. Just simply said we ain't chasing money. Shout out to Kjo. Ken Jones, my big bruh. We all in. Poker game. Full house. No bluff. I didn't think that I could really love somebody. Now I know how much I really need you. Love so good I gotta go and tell somebody. You're the only one I'm trying to please. And I don't wanna be without you, be without you. And I don't wanna go, go without you, go without you. And I don't wanna leave without you, live without you. But I don't wanna be alone.
Alright, we can't let this show go through without playing Richie Righteous, Salvation 101. That's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. He paid for our salvation.
The greatest story ever told.
Check it out. Richie Righteous, Salvation 101, Kingdom Mind.
This is real right here. Each other, and if it come down, we busting rounds for each other. Cause we was like brothers, we was shifty, low down, gritty, we was grimy. Never players, dog, we was Pat Riley. We called the plays and had everybody shook. When we came through the hood, we was up to no good. We don't pay nothing, that's what we was about. Cause we giving ourselves a five-finger discount. We would break in your house while your family's asleep. Rob the shoes off your feet, leave you with nothing to eat. We would rob from the poor folks, rob from the rich folks. Get the cash, man, even if we gotta slit throats. But that type of life don't last. We was two criminals moving on the wrong path. We needed redemption, life was so filthy. Conscience wouldn't let me sleep at night cause it was guilty. Now when we had the chance, we should've let go. And we wouldn't have been sitting here on death row. I can't change my past, but I want to. Just hit Control Z and undo. Undo the crimes and undo the time and erase the memories plaguing my mind. But it's out of my jurisdiction. And the judge said the sentence for us is immediate crucifixion. So as the clock is counting, I'm taking up my cross, leaving my cell, headed up to Skull Mountain. I see the prisoner stripped, brutally whipped. And I'm thinking to myself, what crime did he commit? Same time my man Barabbas from the blocks walked past us. Said he's being set free and then he asked us, who's dying in my place? Same time the other prisoner fell to the ground and busted his face. You was mad arrogant, I was trying to keep calm. They begun to drive nails into my palms. I'm paying the cost, my life is being lost. But I hear this angry mob as I'm hanging on a cross. The words that they spoke was cold like Antarctica. You ain't the son of God, you the son of a carpenter. Son of God, that's when I recognize who he was. That's the dude from the blocks they called Jesus. Jesus, he was a cool type of brother. When he was born, there was rumors about his mother. Some said she cheated, that's how Jesus came into the earth. Some said, nah man, it was a virgin's birth. The angels announced to the shepherds, come and see the king. Wise man came from the east to get a peek at him. Conceived by the spirit, he was born up in a manger. Herod tried to kill him, so she fled away from danger. Age 12, I was seduced by the dollars. While he was in the temple, schooling the scholars. I was into fast money, played the game for the wealth. At age 30, he made a name for himself. His wisdom was superior beyond all intelligence. He spoke as though he existed before Genesis. Could he be the way, the truth, and the life? Is he a prophet, a rabbi, or could he be the Christ? I heard he walked on water. Talitha Kum, I heard he brought back old man Jairus' little daughter. And what's Yes, her name got cured of a blood issue. My girl who used to work the strip, he said, I forgive you. She was caught in the act and should have been stoned, but he wrote in the ground and they left her alone. He turned water into wine, gave sight back to the blind. The Pharisees saw it and they hated on his shine. I heard Martha was tight when Lazarus was dead, cause he showed up late, but then I heard that he said, Lazarus come forth, and they was all amazed to see a dead man walk right up out of his grave. Multitudes would follow when he walked down the streets. They came by the thousands to worship at his feet. He hung with the sinners and they sinned no more. He told Zacchaeus, come down from the sycamore. He showed fishermen how to be fishers of men. He spoke about a kingdom and he showed how to get in. He said he came to seek and save that which was lost. Was that what he was doing by dying on the cross? Innocent man, could he be the savior? Eternal life giver, the Alpha, the Omega, that was spoken of to set men free. He gave them all a second chance. Now could he do the same for me? A man who's guilty, a man who lives so reckless. I know that I'm filthy, I know that I deserve to die. I looked over, I seen him pierce him in his side. I looked up, I seen a tear in his eye. I looked at his lips and they looked dry. He was covered in blood. And then this picture of death started to become a picture of love. Wheezing, breathing, he was badly beaten, bleeding, dripping, the blood never stopped spilling. A drip trapped on a soldier, it was odd, cause that soldier confessed, this is the Son of God. I looked back at him and his body looked ruined. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. That's when I begun to feel strange. For the first time in my life, I realized I could change. If you the Christ, save yourself and then save us. Nah, nah, homie, chill, stop with the insults. We both know we deserve what we get. But can't you see this man here's innocent? Jesus, I'm so unworthy. Messiah, I beg you for mercy. See, all my life, all I did was live wrong. So please remember me in your kingdom. He looked at me, I looked at him. And in his eyes I could see this was his passion. This was his purpose, he was born to die. The truth came to put an end to Satan's lies. Right in front of me, covered in blood. Right in front of me, the one spoken of. Spoke out loud and it changed my life. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. Hila, hila, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? It is finished, it is finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. The final words that Jesus spoke, and then he took his last breath and he gave up the ghost.
Well, everybody, we have come to the end of another Kingdom-Minded Show. I am the Water Walking Warrior. Mr. Rob and I thank you for tuning in to this Easter edition, this Easter weekend Kingdom-Minded Show. We hope that you have been encouraged, inspired, and challenged by some of the music that we've played. I hope that you paid attention to the lyrics. You know, we just want to play what God wants us to play. And we just have to give him all the glory and all the honor, especially on this Easter weekend when we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that paid for our sins. We give you glory and honor now, God. We're going to close out this show with a song by our very own Mr. Rob and C Major Productions featuring Identity and Jay Hendrix.
Ladies and gentlemen,
called At the Cross.
I'd like to introduce y'all to a hot collab, C Major, Jemani, and ID. We say,
at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy.
Hallelujah. Look, it was a cross where I seen the light. My sins nailed to my Savior's hands, not a pretty sight. Pick up the cross, then I myself here is unified. I'm saved by grace like food at a dinner's night. Forgive my sinner's life, you know you bought with the price. He gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for you and I. So listen, child, to you this shouldn't be a big surprise. But unfortunately, the world is walked by faith, they only walk by sight. But run to the Savior, we call Jesus Christ, aka Mr. Redeemer, aka Jehovah Jireh. At the cross, you
will find me, everything you will live for. Reclaim your ID. So Lord, this is what I want. Make me and mold me. Show me to the cross where I left my weaker old me. Cause when you died, I did. When you rose, we rise. Never turn a back, got my eye on the prize.
KMRS, we'd love to chop it up with you. We hope something was stirred up in you to be more kingdom-minded. And until next week, grace and peace.